Chapter 57. Old Friends. Refugee Camp, 2 days before the battle. Things were unsettlingly quiet when Twilight awoke from her restless sleep. While the day before had been filled with the hustle and bustle of ponies and changelings around the camp, now, as Twilight laid there listening, there wasn't a sound. No clatter of hooves, no voices, nothing. Slowly, Queen Twilight used her magic to cast aside her sheets, and she got up from the bed and to her hooves. She tried to rationalize the silence, but all the same, she was uneasy. She could still feel her subjects within her mind, but their voices were dulled, muffled. Standing around wasn't going to get her anywhere, so Twilight took a deep breath and stepped out of her tent and on into the camp proper. There wasn't a soul. A thick fog blanketed everything, and Twilight had a tough time seeing through the shroud. But she could see no signs of life. There were no bodies or anything. Everything just looked empty. No signs of a struggle or evacuations. It was like everybody had put down what they were doing and just left.
Cardus?
Twilight called out over the hive.
Are any of you there?
There was no answer. Unnerved, Twilight braved the fog and headed in the direction of the command tent, where the war map was situated. The journey was done in complete silence, with only the sound of Twilight's own breathing accompanying her during the trip. The fog covered everything, and only increased the nervousness the young queen was feeling throughout her being. Her journey ended, however, when she successfully located the command tent via memory. And it, too, was silent. There wasn't a soul in sight, just like around the rest of the camp.
Where did they all go? Hello?
Twilight called out verbally, hoping for an answer. And again, nothing. Twilight waited for a moment, in case something would follow her call. But when nothing happened, after a few minutes, she decided to enter the tent itself and look for clues. However, just as she approached the entrance, the sound of hooves got her attention. Twilight spun around, looking over the area for any sign of whoever was moving about.
Hello? I know you're there!
Twilight shouted, moving away from the tent and stepping by a pile of crates.
I've always been here, Your Highness, a voice stated.
Twilight jumped backwards from the crate she was standing near with a shriek of surprise. Looking up, she could see a changeling sitting atop them smugly.
Nervous, Twilight?
Sir Penz asked.
You!
Twilight spat.
Sir Penz, didn't I kill you?
No, Sir Penz stated. In a dream, maybe. But in reality, your mother was the one who did me in. The real me is dead, and I am just a figment of your imagination, slipped out through the cracks in your little broken mind. Like a cockroach, I will keep coming back.
So what? Am I going crazy or something?
Twilight deadpanned. Sir Penz chuckled.
Maybe. Who knows? I stabbed you, almost killed you. And then Crudelis killed your mother. Your home is gone, along with most of your little changelings. How much more tragedy can you take?
I'll stand firm,
Twilight stated with determination.
As I always have. Nightmare Moon, Discord, Tirek, and Crudelis. All are the same.
Except Crudelis is related to you,
Sir Penz sneered.
How does it feel, being related to such a cruel being?
She's no family of mine,
Twilight spat back.
Oh, you can't change the blood in your veins, little queen.
Sir Penz laughed.
The blood of Imperatrix runs through you,
And your anger is so great. You could become far more terrifying even than Trudellus herself. I would never be like her!
Twilight objected.
I could never be that cruel. It was cruel what you said to Celestia, was it not? And she was only trying to help you. As any mother would.
Serpents pointed out with a smirk.
I...
Twilight stuttered.
I didn't mean what I said. I was angry. What you said must have come from somewhere,
Serpent snorted.
And threatening her with your magic. Dear Twilight, you have quite the temper. Shut up!
Twilight shouted. Serpent's grin only widened.
Do you see what I mean? Your composure crumbles so quickly. Are you really fit to rule as anything but a tyrant? Says the assassin who kills without care or morality.
Twilight growled.
Morality is fickle. Serpent shrugged. You can get so much done without it getting in the way. Imagine what the changelings could accomplish under Crudellus's rule. The empire that could be built. Destroying all who oppose them.
Twilight stated, glaring at Serpens.
No thanks.
Serpens laughed sinisterly before disappearing into shadow, and a presence appeared behind Twilight.
Oh, are you sure about that?
Crudellus smirked. Twilight spun around again, her horn lighting up, only to sputter out.
What?
Twilight stuttered as she tried to relight her horn.
Oh, your powers are useless here,
Trudellus taunted.
Your mother couldn't stand against me. What hope do you have?
Twilight backed up as Trudellus approached, terror written on her face.
You could join me, my dearest Twilight. We are family. Abandon the ponies and their filth.
Trudellus stated.
Without you, one of their greatest defenses will be rendered null. They'll not be able to stand against us. We could accomplish so much together. Our family could rule an empire that would make the Empress of Old envious. Your subjects could be safe under a protected and prosperous empire. You can protect them. Isn't that what you want? Yes, I do.
Twilight muttered.
I want to protect them from you!
Crudellus snarled.
You're evil, Crudellus! You've taken so much and you won't stop! I'll protect my subjects, I'll protect my friends, and my family in Equestria too! I'm a changeling as much as I am a pony, Crudellus!
Crudellus' eyes narrowed dangerously.
Then it is as I thought. You are far too gone, and have no place in my empire. The other queens will never submit to you!
Twilight shouted. Crudellus only chuckled, her horn glowing a bright red as she grabbed Twilight by the neck and lifted her into the air. Twilight tried to struggle, but without her magic, there was little she could do.
Farewell.
Crudellus said simply with a fang-filled smirk on her face. Twilight's vision began to darken as oxygen failed to reach her lungs. As her struggles lessened, her eyes glanced towards the sky where, just for a moment, she swore she saw the moon high above with the image of the Mare of the Moon on its surface. But that was impossible. It was day and the Mare wasn't there anymore. Before she could ponder it any further, Trudellus gave a shout of pain as an arrow lodged itself into her chest, causing her to drop Twilight, who gasped desperately for breath. After some sweet, sweet oxygen had thankfully filled her starved lungs, Twilight looked up towards Trudellus, the arrow shaft protruding from her chitin as she held a look of shock on her face.
What?
She tried to say something when a blast of green magic joined the arrow, and Queen Crudella shattered into black glass, her fragments spilling all over the ground. Twilight stared at the sight for a minute, surprise and confusion filling her mind. Finally, she traced back to where the arrow and magic blast had come from, and her eyes widened on seeing the two individuals there. One was a changeling queen, standing regally as she looked upon her fallen foe, and the other sat with a grin on the same crate Serpents had occupied minutes earlier. Ha ha ha! Damn, was that satisfying! Longshot grinned like a fool, his crossbow in his hooves. Revenge is sweet, as they say in Philadelphia.
I don't think that phrase comes from Philadelphia.
Chrysalis gave him a confused glance. Eh, it does in my mind, Longshot stated. Don't question it.
Longshot? Mother?
Twilight couldn't believe her eyes.
How?
Dreams? Longshot shrugged. You're sleeping, Twilight.
Oh. I'm dreaming.
Twilight sagged, full awareness of her situation emerging.
That explains a lot. Hold on a moment.
Chrysalis cooed as she approached her despondent daughter and embraced her.
Dream or not, I'm here. No. No, you're not.
Twilight whispered.
You're in my head. Nothing more. I'm more than that,
Chrysalis stated.
I'm the part of Chrysalis that lives on.
She pressed a hoof on Twilight's chest.
In here.
It was here Twilight leaned into the embrace, nuzzling Chrysalis's chest as she let some tears begin to fall, only for the moment to be interrupted. Cliché, Longshot chuckled. Both Twilight and Chrysalis turned to glare at Longshot, who held up his hooves and backed away with a sheepish grin.
Sorry about him,
Chrysalis stated.
He followed me here like a lost puppy. It's all right,
Twilight assured.
It's nice to see him again. He died because I got hurt.
Tears began to fall again.
You died because I couldn't get to you in time. You both died because of me. No.
Chrysalis shook her head.
You got me out of there. You gave me a fighting chance. For that, I must thank you. You allowed me to die in a comfy bed with the one I love most at my side. Oh, my beautiful girl.
Chrysalis nuzzled Twilight on top of her head, tears of her own falling down her cheeks.
I'm so sorry, Twilight. I miss you,
Twilight said.
I don't know what to do. Yes, you do,
Chrysalis said, smiling a little.
You will be a wonderful queen. I know it. You will protect our subjects and strengthen them with our alliance with Equestria. You will spread these ideals of friendship and harmony among our species. And when you finally rest and come to join me, history will remember your name fondly. A great queen who led us to prosperity.
Twilight just closed her eyes in response, content to stay in the embrace for as long as possible. Chrysalis, Longshot called out gently. It's almost time.
One moment,
Chrysalis called back, then looking down onto her daughter.
Twilight? Yes, I know.
Twilight wiped her tears from her eyes.
It's time to wake. I'll make you proud. I promise.
Chrysalis smiled.
I never doubted it.
Twilight nodded, a small smile of her own appearing on her face.
Wait for me? At the close? Of course.
Chrysalis responded.
I love you, my daughter. I love you, mother.
Twilight embraced her warmly, one last time. The world around them faded away. First the camp, then the ground, until they were in a blank void. Then Longshot went with a final nod toward the young queen, leaving only Chrysalis and Twilight locked in their loving embrace. And then Twilight woke up. The day was in full swing as Luna walked on through the refugee camp. Things seemed to be looking up, and morale had improved greatly among the changelings, likely due to the improved mood of their queen. Twilight's outlook had improved greatly, much to Luna's satisfaction, and she had got right into helping out around the camp. She had noticed, however, Twilight was avoiding Celestia with a guilty look about her, but their reconciliation would have to happen sooner rather than later. Luna passed by Juvenis and Puelula, who had seemingly become Draco's personal assistants. They were helping Draco sort through various reports into different piles, and Draco seemed more than happy to accommodate the nymphs. Perhaps she was fond of children, or perhaps it just got her mind off the subject of Chrysalis by having them around. Either way, Juvenis and Puelula were happy, and Draco herself seemed content. All around camp, things were looking up. Princess Luna finally located her sister by the edges of the camp, a letter held in her aura as she read it. Her features were in stark contrast to the bright atmosphere around camp.
Sister? Luna greeted cheerfully. Why the long face?
Oh, Luna,
Celestia greeted.
You appear in a good mood. Well, I did give a good friend the help she needed,
Luna stated.
It was a good thing I arrived when I did. So you're the reason for Twilight's good mood,
Celestia said, allowing herself a small smile.
I must thank you for that. I didn't enjoy seeing her so distraught. What did you show her?
Closure,
Luna said.
I see.
Celestia's smile faded as she looked back towards the letter she held.
Tia?
Luna looked at Celestia with concern.
What is it? What's that message you hold? It's from Applejack. In Ponyville. And why does that place such a hamper on your spirits?
Luna asked.
Read it,
Celestia stated, handing the letter over. Luna held the message before her as her eyes moved over it, a frown descending on her face and her own mood dropping.
A changeling attacked Laughter? Yes. And tried to replace her. It was one of Crudelis's drones. This is bad news. If they are scouting that far into Equestria and around where Twilight's friends and other bearers of harmony live, they may be in danger.
Celestia finished.
We need to prepare one of the EUP's helicopters to do some scouting of our own. If there is an attack in the pipeline, I want to know about it.
Luna nodded.
I'll see it done. Do you really think Queen Crudelis is preparing to strike out at Equestria? It'll get Twilight's attention,
Celestia noted.
I hope it was an isolated incident, but I cannot ignore this. I hope I'm wrong, I really do. But I think we're about to be very busy indeed.